Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC 8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right, here we are, our last break of the day and of the week on this Friday. It's been a good day. We've had fun today. It's been a good week.
Yeah.
So, hey, Steve, you know you're going to be
in my closing room.
Let me tell you this, because I know you don't know. You're going to be on the talk today.
Did you know your schedule?
Yeah. You just knew.
Yeah. He is.
Yes, we'll be watching.
Yes, we will.
Okay. All right, thank you. Yeah, y'all let me know how it go.
He said, y'all let me know how it go.
You're one of a kind.
Your schedule. You don't know where you be at.
Hey, you know, I want to talk about something in closing remarks. I want to talk about helping our young people. We were having an off-air discussion, the morning show team, and we were talking about, because we've been hearing this news about these top recruits going to Jackson State to play for Coach Prime and all of this, and Eddie George signing up his contract to coach an HBCU team, down in Tennessee. And, you know, it just prompted us to start talking about what was needed. A lot of times these athletes have not been recruited or been able to get recruited to these HBCUs because of the facilities. And a large part of that is because we have to make the educational system for our young people more of a priority. And I'm talking to myself too. But all of us. But it's not a problem that I can fix alone because I don't have that kind of money. But we as a people, we do have that kind of money. And I think what's starting to happen at Jackson State could happen at a lot of HBCUs around the country if more people cared about it. And I'm not just talking about the alumni of these universities, because you can't dump it all on them either, because there's just not enough. It's just not enough. But a lot of these schools, man, offer really, really quality educations. They're just lacking in facilities. And when I say facilities, I'm not talking about just for the student athlete. I'm talking about for the students, period. To just get that quality education, period. College, for these young people who choose to go, college is not necessary for everybody. College is not for everybody. I'm a living witness to that. That experience for me was strictly to teach me a system. I needed to learn the system because I came from the hood. I knew the law of the hood, but I didn't know the law of the land. Oh, Kent State equipped me very well with understanding how to deal with the system and the people that were in charge of the system. So that was my college education. So college isn't for everybody, but it's for a lot of people, and it would be for a lot more if we made it more attractive. And I'm proposing that we find a way, that we start a movement to help these HBCUs and directly affect it in a positive way. If we would start with giving these young people better housing at these HBCUs, that would be attractive. You know, well, Steve, we got to pay these teachers first. No, you don't. You got students there first. If you get the students there, you have the money to pay the teachers. Now, are teachers underpaid? That's grossly an understatement around the world. They're underpaid. But we've got to find a way to make this more attractive to these students. And where you live is very important. You spend the majority of your time in that dormitory. You really do. It's a lifestyle that we got to make attractive to these students as well as the education. And that's why these other universities have the advantage, because they have facilities. They have opportunities. They got ice skating rinks on campus. They got restaurants on campus, Starbucks, Chick-fil-A's. They got all this stuff. They got lifestyle stuff. They got arcades. They got gym facilities. They got extracurricular activities. We've got to create this for our young people at these HBCUs, and we've got to form a way to generate the money, because it's enough of us black people to make it happen. If every black person gave $10, that's approximately $35 million. That ain't enough, but there are blacks that could give more. I, for one, could give more than 10. I could give a bunch of people's 10. If I thought I could direct it in the right way. And that's what I'm going to start trying to figure out. And if you have ideas, we need to put our heads together and figure out a way to increase the housing, better housing, and better facilities for these people to go, to even want to go to a HBCU. If you get more students to go, you have more money coming in, then these presidents of these universities can pay more professors. It's all about money, man. Don't get it twisted. And money comes from enrollment. It's always money. So, y'all, let's start thinking about that. You know, you donate money to this cause and that cause. We got to find a way to better educate our young people and make education more of a priority and more rewarding for our young people at these HBCUs. I'm in a program with Robert Smith where we brought five 5G networking capabilities to HBCUs this year. But we got to do something about this housing facilities. So if you have any ideas, I'm open to it, and a way we can do a funding that can really, and even if we do one school at a time, we can start somewhere, but we need to start. Those are my closing remarks today. Y'all have a great day. Talk to God this weekend, y'all. He'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, we'll see y'all Monday morning. You hear me?
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC 8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday.
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.